This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Program. I'm Lori Rubenstein, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That is the phone number. Go ahead and use it. You can hit me up on Twitter, on X, at L Rubenstein. Make your voice heard. Mike Fliegelman behind the glass. Look, people, Yankees, Dodgers, the World Series rematch, Sunday Night Baseball, and if the Yankees had lost that game, this was going to be a bit of an ugly show. But instead, the Yankees with, as honestly, as solid a win as you could hope for all season. So, two very ugly losses, one very good win, three questions for you to call in on off the top of the show. Question number one, what is your top takeaway from tonight's Yankee game? There is a right answer. We'll see if you get it. I think you will. Number two, what is your top takeaway from today's Mets game? I don't know if you're going to get that one, but I think there is actually a right answer. I don't think it was that subtle, but I'll see if everybody else noticed this or not. And number three, question number three for you to call in on. What's next for the New York Knicks? If I make you GM for one day, or I grant you an audience, a meeting with Leon Rose, Knicks team president Leon Rose, to talk about the Knicks offseason, what are you changing? What are you doing? I give you one move. What would it be to try and get the Knicks closer to a championship next season? 888-808-1019. That is the phone number. Go ahead and use it. Or hit me up on Twitter. All right. We start off tonight, Yankees Red Sox, and the rematch of the World Series. And the number one thing, the top takeaway, I'll just call it an ode to Ryan Yarbrough. And if for some reason you didn't see the game, maybe you listened to the game on our airwaves, and maybe you were in the car and you didn't see it, but you heard it, I have to tell you, Ryan Yarbrough, obviously, he's been a revelation since the Yankees have converted him from bullpen to starter. And look, longtime Yankee fans, you saw him for years with the Rays. It's not like this guy is new, but he was a bullpen guy. And this whole movement lately of converting relief pitchers to starters and seeing the results is friggin' fascinating. You know, on a day when, for the Mets, former Yankee closer Clay Holmes pitched another terrific ball game for the win, it is just, you know, and Michael King, of course, and what he's doing with San Diego, with the Padres. But here's Ryan Yarbrough. And unlike some of these other guys, Yarbrough doesn't throw 95, 96, 97, 98 miles an hour. He just knows what he's doing. He knows how to pitch. And you're watching a sinker at 86 miles an hour and stuff, you know, velocity. He's pitching in the 70s and 80s. And in an era when everybody is just, it seems, getting paid to throw, you know, heat, cheddar, gas, high spin rate. And what we see is arm injury after arm injury. Look at the Dodgers. 15 pitchers right now on the injured list for the defending champion, Dodgers. So many pitchers getting hurt. And we watch Ryan Yarbrough and 17 swings and misses tonight to the mighty Dodgers lineup. The Dodgers and Ohtani and Freeman and Muncy and Teoscar Hernandez and all of them. The Dodgers this season, that lineup that is the most devastating in the National League. The most swings and misses all season. Paul Skeens, probably the most exciting young pitcher in all of baseball and throws 100-mile-an-hour stuff. And behind that, that was Skeens with 18 swings and misses from the Dodgers. Tied for second all season, swings and misses. Corbin Burns, who got paid over $200 million, and by the way, may have an elbow problem and an injury as of today. Corbin Burns, over $200 million contract, 17 swings and misses that he forced for the Dodgers. And then tonight, Ryan Yarbrough, converted relief pitcher. And just pitched 17 swings and misses. And just pitched an absolutely beautiful ball game. And look, we can say at some point, maybe the league will catch up and adjust to him. Maybe this can't last, what he's doing. But it is enough of a change of pace if everybody around the league is throwing 95, 6, 7, 8 miles an hour regularly. Guys throwing 99 and 100. And that's what hitters are used to. And this guy comes in and shows you something completely different. Then maybe that change of pace can continue to be effective. And maybe just knows how to pitch. And maybe the Yankees have slightly refined something in his arsenal and helped him out a little bit with the pitching labs and Blake and all of that. Aaron Boone kind of intimating as much in the post game. They refined it a little bit. But he has been a revelation, a godsend for a Yankee rotation. You lost Gerrit Cole, Luis Gil, out for obviously months.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Max Fried. As brilliant as Max Fried has been all season, and the Yankees getting by far their money's worth, the Dodgers jumped all over Max Fried on Friday. Jumped all over him, 6 runs. And here was Ryan Yarbrough. And then after yesterday's debacle, embarrassment, the Yankees losing 18-2. So if this was supposed to be a series where that maybe validates that the Yankees had improved as a ball club coming off of that World Series loss to the Dodgers, and the Dodgers, this is not them at their strongest. They're going to get better. Sure, the Yankees, of course, will get healed back, but the list of who the Dodgers are going to get back in terms of pitching is like a who's who. It's an all-star team. So, now is the time to get the Dodgers. And if there's questions that say, well, the Yankees, yeah, their record is great. Yeah, they're running away with the American League East. But let's validate that record. Let's show that this Yankees team is better than last year's. And this rematch of the World Series was a chance to do that, to show that. They lose game one with their ace, Max Fried, on the mound. And for the first time this season, Max Fried looks vulnerable. They lose game two and just get destroyed. 18-2. Embarrassing score. Football score. Yankees with a safety by Aaron Judge. 2 home runs. Can't blame him. And then tonight, and this could have been ugly, and it could have been a sweep. And instead, it was as well-played a baseball game from the Yankees as you could possibly ask for. And the tone set, Ryan Yarbrough. 6 innings, 1 run, gave up only 4 hits, 5 strikeouts, and just restored order and gave the Yankees a chance to exhale, settle in, and score some runs and suddenly show what this team can do and whether that was Ben Rice blasting a 2-run home run a two-run homer over 400 feet after Aaron Judge gets pitched around and walked, making them pay. Or it was Jason Dominguez getting the Yankees on the board in the first inning with a clutch base hit. Or, and Dominguez played a good all-around game, stealing bases. And now we'll find out, he got pulled from the game with a thumb contusion. You hope there's nothing there. The other big news from the game, potentially that you'd worry about, Luke Weaver warming up to pitch and finish this game out. Instead, it ended up being Tim Hill. And you're wondering, when Tim Hill comes in, Yankees, yeah, it's a four-run lead, but you're thinking, with the way the first two games go, why not put Weaver in here and make sure you're taking care of business off day tomorrow? All of that, you're expecting Luke Weaver. Tim Hill out on the mound did fine. But turns out that Luke Weaver went to warm up, tweaked something, felt a little something in that hamstring. So now we see. Hopefully not injuries there. The other big story out of this for the Yankees, of course, DJ LeMahieu. LeMahieu, who has struggled, you know, came back obviously from injury, had a whopping total of three base hits on the season, had four in this game. He went 4 for 5. And not just 4 for 5 and maybe they're, you know, excuse me hits. Two of the four were hit over 100 miles an hour, so with authority. And all of this done against the Dodgers' best starting pitcher. Yamamoto has been terrific this season. Had come into the game as one of the, you know, one of the guys in that, you know, Cy Young so far conversation. And the, he didn't, you know, the Yankees knocked him out after 3 2/3. And 96 pitches. He didn't get through, he was almost at 100 pitches and he didn't get through four innings. They grinded it out. It was a small ball kind of day for the Yankees. 11 hits. 7 walks. And they just got rid of him, Yamamoto. And up and down the lineup contributions. Yeah, DJ LeMahieu, courtesy of Katie Sharp, came into the game 3 for 29. Came into the game. Four hits tonight. 4 for 5 tonight. Came in 3 for 29. So, as good as, and, you know, this is the formula for how the Yankees, if you're in the Yankees, how you want to play. Only hiccup, maybe, Jonathan Loaisiga gave up 2 home runs. I thought that was interesting also, watching Loaisiga throwing 97 miles an hour, giving up 2 home runs. And there you had, you know, you had Yarbrough with a, you know, he's throwing his sinker 86 miles an hour. He's throwing pitches 82 miles an hour, 78 miles an hour, and fooling these hitters, and then goes 6 innings, gives up 1 run, and Loaisiga gave up 2 home runs in the 1 inning. I'm not particularly worried about Jonathan Loaisiga. He has good stuff, and Yankees very happy to have him back, but still thought that was interesting. Anyway, look, not a good series for the Yankees, and they watched Max Fried, his ERA balloon, still under 2, but, you know, 1.92 ERA. But this series did not go coming in how we would have forecasted. You would have thought the Dodgers had the advantage tonight with Yamamoto on the mound. You would have thought the Yankees had the advantage with Fried on the mound. It didn't play out, I mean, as Susan would say, that's baseball, but, or as John would have said, that's baseball, Susan. you know, look, It was a weird series in that way, and the Yankees come out with a win. So yeah, Ryan Yarbrough for sure, top story of that. Top takeaway from the Mets game, to me, on a day when, for the first time this season, Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso all hit home runs. That's a part of it. We'll talk about that. Clay Holmes exceeded his innings total from last year. Got through 7 innings for the first time this season. Pitched into the 7th inning for the Mets. So what's the top takeaway from today's Mets game? To me, there was one very clear and important thing. There's a lot of elements we can talk about. Brett Beatty didn't have his best game, but in general, his emergence and what does that mean for the Mets? There's all kinds of stories we can talk about. There was one thing to me that absolutely stood out above all else from today's Mets game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.